Hi, I am Heidi Sorensen, the Laughing Mother, and I wanted to relate a story today about my boys and I. We went to the skate park, and I'd never been to a skate park, but we took our scooters, and yes, I have a scooter. I got it from Santa Claus a couple years ago. It's got nice big wheels, which is really nice, better than those little wheels, at least for me. So one had a bike and the other one had a scooter. Their names are Walker and Eli. Eli is 7 and Walker is 10. And I'm not much of a biker skater type person. Not a lot of experience in that, but those little boys, they're really good at it. So anyways, I was on the beginner loops, just going around the ramps, and they're like, "Mom, come up here, try this." And I'm like, "No, I'm just going to stay down here and try these small ones out. I'm just going to get used to it." So Eli's like, "Mom, come here. I'll show you." Eli, he's the 7-year-old. So he takes my scooter and he takes it down one of the bigger ramps and he goes up and he's giving me all these tips. And if I want, I can stop at the bottom. I don't have to go back up the other ramp. Very persistent and very compassionate in his teaching. I thought, you know how cute that he's modeling this good behavior of how to go up and down these skate park ramps. So eventually I did work up the courage to go down the ramp. And I even lived, yeah, which I'm really glad about. And then Eli Walker, who's 10, he wanted to get in on the action, so he challenged me to do the even larger ramp. I said, "I'm just getting the hang of the smaller ramp, so I'm just, why don't you give me a couple more times to get the hang of it, and then before we go, I'll try it a time or two." So I did. I even tried the bigger ramp, and again, I lived, which I'm, again, really glad about. So I was interested in watching the two boys in riding their bikes and scooters and the different approach that they took, because Walker, he kept doing the same ramp, the same jump over and over again. And I thought, huh, that's probably a great way to mastery, to do the same thing over and over again and learn and improve a little bit each time. And then once he did quite a few times, he went to another ramp and challenged himself on the other ones. So anyhow, I also today, I've been reading the 5 Love Languages, which if you haven't read that, I suggest it as a really good read. It's by last name Campbell, Gary Campbell, I think. So anyways, Gary Campbell talks about the 5 love languages, which are physical touch and words of affirmation. Let's see, acts of service, gifts, and there's one more. I don't know. You'll have to read it and find out. But I have thought I am going to do something this week for each of my kids and see if I can figure out which love language speaks the most to them or has the greatest impact on them. And so for Luke is my 15-year-old. I have 5 children. Luke's my 15-year-old, so I thought, I wonder if his is acts of service. So went downstairs, picked up his room, and did a batch of laundry for him. And for Carly, I wondered if hers was quality time. So when she got home from school, I homeschooled the youngest 2, and then the 3 oldest go to school. But when Carly got home from school, she's 12, she and I went to get pumpkins so that we could carve them tonight. And so even though it wasn't a big deal, it was just the 2 of us, and we picked out some really nice pumpkins, carved them all up tonight. And then Soraya, she's my oldest, she's 17, and which is hard to believe that she's already 17. It seems like she's still the fat little baby that we brought home from the hospital. But anyway, so for her, I wrote her a little note because I think acts of service is important to her. And then the younger boys, of course, quality time. And yeah, so that's my experiment that I'm doing this week. And I love the response, especially that I got from Luke. He was very excited to go downstairs and have a clean room. But anyways, I love you all, and I hope this brightens your day a little bit. And this is Heidi, the Laughing Mother, signing off.